The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello, hello everyone, and welcome. Warm welcome. And there's all these warm good mornings and hellos on the chat, and I appreciate them all as a large network of warmth, greeting, goodwill that we're participating in here, whether you're on the chat or not. So thank you. So imagine that there's a door that is a glass door, and that glass door has never been cleaned. And you don't really know what's on the other side, but because it's so dirty, you can't see. And then it occurs to you to wash it. You clean the door. And all the dirt's on the inside where you are. And lo and behold, you can see. See out. And there's a beautiful, beautiful natural setting. Wow, that's pretty cool. And then it occurs to you to open that door. And all you do is open it. Big door, you open it wide. And now you stand gazing upon that natural setting. And in a way, it's easy to forget that the door is open. The door is clean, there's a clear view. Because the natural setting is so beautiful, and such a one, so interesting, and you've never seen it before. But what is then the evening comes and you look out the door and you see the sunset, and wow, never seen a sunset like that. And then you go there late in the evening when it's dark and you look out, and it's spectacular to look out that open door and see the night sky and the stars. And then you're there early in the morning, dawn, and you see little birds and little animals coming out. And it's so special. You didn't know. It's wonderful to have a clean and now even an open door. At some point it dawns on you how special it is to have a clean door, how special it is to have an open door. The openness of the door is special. The openness of the door is certainly allows you to go in and out, but allows you to see unobstructedly. So when we do mindfulness practice, in part, it's a cleaning of the glass, so we can see clearly. But it becomes more than just cleaning it. At some point it becomes opening the door, opening wide. And not only being amazed or not of what you see through the open door, but to be appreciating that the door is open. The open door doesn't need to be open or closed. The door doesn't need to be open and closed. The space that's the open door doesn't really, is not ruffled, concerned, contracted, repulsed by anything that's seen through the open door. And so the same way in our, when we can let go of our clinging, let go of needing to, something to happen, doing something all the time, and just find the open door in our minds and our hearts. We can gaze upon things simply, we can also gaze upon the openness, where nothing is needed, where there is space, where there is freedom, where there's no obstruction, where there is no resistance. And this can be in the nature of how we're aware. So assuming a meditation posture, and assuming that your door's already wide open. Really assuming that's the case, no matter what is happening, it's just seen in the vista through that open door. Whatever thoughts, agitations you have, whatever reaction you have to my words, whatever tension you have in your body, nothing needs to be different for now. For a few moments here, nothing needs to be different. Except imagining you're seeing it through an open door, a clean open door. And everything is allowed to be itself. And the gift that we give when we look out the open door in the natural setting, it is a kind of gift to let each thing in the natural world be itself, not to appropriate it or do it or improve it, just be the natural world be. So yourself at this moment, whatever is happening, let it just be. Whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, something you desire or don't desire, it's just the view through the open door of the mind. Any attempts to do something, is this can be just seen through the open door that doesn't need anything to happen. You can just marvel and see the attempts to do something or to get away from something, fix something, judge something. It's just part of the natural setting that is seen through the open door. The door is always open. It helps to remember that we're seeing through it onto all things. And as we come to the end of the sitting, imagine you're sitting in a easy chair, relaxed at ease, gazing out upon through an open door out into a natural setting, and how it is to be at ease, nothing to do, calm, settled. And if you don't feel that way now, you might adjust your posture so you're a little more comfortable for these last few minutes. And imagine, again, you're sitting quietly, peacefully, gazing upon a natural setting. And then you turn that gaze inward, as if you're looking within at the natural setting within you. Looking inward into the depths of your heart, into a place within, will you recognize your ability to be friendly? Whether that's through thoughts, feelings, intentions, through a warmth or an inspiration, friendliness, gazing upon all things a friendly way. And looking upon yourself in a friendly way, being your own friend. And looking out into the world, to be a friend to the world. Not an enemy to anything, but a friend. And as a friend, as an expression of friendship, to have well-wishing for this world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. And may all beings be free, so they can know an open door. For their life. Thank you.